In today's Mishnah, we're in the seventh final Mishnah from the second Perek of Masechta Gittin, and then we'll start the third Perek. It says, Af hanashim she'inam ne'emanot lomar, amet ba'alad. Even those women, those five women we mentioned back in Masechta Yevamot, that are not believed to say that this woman's husband has passed away, they are believed to act as shalich to bring her get. So just to explain, if you remember back in Masechta Yevamot, we said that Mishum takana dogonot, because out of a concern a woman would be trapped in wedlock. Single witnesses, even witnesses are normally not accepted to be witnesses in law, in regular legal matters. Single witnesses believe to say that a woman's husband has passed away. So let's say the husband's overseas, someone comes and says your husband passed away, then she's free to go marry who she pleases. However, there are five women, or five relationships, we should say, that there's a chazaka, there's almost an assumption, there's going to be animosity between them. And therefore, these five women, we are concerned that they're going to lie to try and bring the downfall of this woman that they're testifying about her husband. Why is that? They're going to come and lie and say, yes, your husband passed away. This woman's going to go now and marry somebody else. The husband will eventually return because it was all a lie. And it will be effectively considered as if this woman had an affair. So she wouldn't be able to return to her real husband. She'll lose her ketubah. And we're concerned that might be the real scheme or the aim of these five women. And who are they? They are chamota, the mother-in-law, bat chamota, the sister-in-law, so the mother-in-law's daughter, tsarata, I say a co-wife, so if the husband has two wives, that's referring to co-wife, the yirimta, this refers to her sister-in-law, so her husband's brother's wife, or bat ba'ala, or her stepdaughter. So we said they assume animosity, therefore we don't trust them if they're going to say that the husband's passed away. However, they are trusted to bring the get. What case we're talking about? So you're referring to the fact if this woman is coming from Medinat Hayam. This shaliach, let's say it was a mother-in-law, she's coming from overseas and bringing the get to the daughter-in-law. Now, because the Gemara explains that this is specifically regarding a case where it's coming from overseas and she's saying b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. And that is because in that situation, even if the get is contested later on, the get still holds. And therefore, she wouldn't necessarily be causing the downfall of, in this case, the daughter-in-law, because the get would be binding. However, just to make it clear, if it was within Eretz Israel, that the get later could be contested, in that situation, wouldn't trust these five women, because then if it's contested and found to be false, and then all the negative consequences might occur as similar to the case where they testified that her husband had passed away. Let's continue. Ha'isha atzma mevia et gita bevad she'it zricha loma b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta. This is an interesting case. The woman herself, if she's coming from overseas, she would require to say b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta. The reason why it's an interesting case, because normally, as soon as the husband gives the wife a get, she's divorced. What this case is dealing with, it's a case where the husband says, I'm not giving you this get to be divorced with now. I'm nominating you as a shaliach to take this to such and such a beit din. They will then nominate a shaliach to give you this get. That's why in that situation she has to have b'fanai nechtam, because she's acting as a shaliach to bring the get and not simply receiving the get. Otherwise, she would be divorced immediately. Let's now learn Mishnah Aleph in Perek Gimel. Kol get shenechtav shelo lishum isha pasul. We've explained that a get has to be written lishma, meaning the scribe has to say when he's writing, it's in mind for this particular woman, this particular divorce. So the mission continues. Ketzad haso, haya over b'shuk. The husband's going through the market. V'shema kol sofrim, and he can hear the scribes that are simply writing out gittin. They're practicing, and he hears the names that they're using, and it matches his. Ish ploni megereshet plonit mimakom ploni. So and so is divorcing so and so from such and such a location. Again, because the makom was also written. I don't think I mentioned that yet. The amar, he says zeshmi v'zem shemishti. It's a match. Why not just use it? Mishnah says no pasul legeresh, but you cannot use it yet. Because once again, v'ketav la sefer kritut. The get has to be written the Shema for the purpose of this particular divorce, this husband and this wife. Yetchemiken, the Mishnah goes in further. Ketav legeresh bo et ishto. He writes a get to divorce his wife, the Nimlach, and he changes his mind. Matza ben Iro, and he finds someone in the city. Va'amar lo, Shmi kishimcha, my name same as your name. V'shem ishti v'shem ishtecha. And my wife's name same as your wife's name. Nonetheless, we say, Pasul legeresh bo. In other words, despite the fact at the time of the writing it was written lishma, meaning for the purpose of the usage of the get that was going to be for to divorce his own wife, nonetheless at the end you cannot use it for somebody else's divorce. In other words, different in this case than the previous case wasn't written for anyone, any divorce. It was simply just the scribes who were practicing. Here it was written for the purpose of a divorce, and it was lishma. However, it's not considered lishma because now we're trying to use it for a different divorce. Mishnah continues, v'yetamikan, even further than that, even more so. Hayulo shtei nashim. Let's say a man was married to two women. Ushmotehem shavim, and their names are the same. Ketav legresh b'ayit hagdola. And he initially wrote the get to divorce the older of the two. Mishnah says, well, lo yigaresh b'ayit haktana. He cannot use it if he changes his mind and wants to divorce the younger one. He cannot use a get. Because once again, it's for ketav la. It's written for her, for specifically, lishma has to be for the specific individuals. Yet he can't even more than that. Amar la lovely, said to the scribe, this is, again, a man who has two wives with the same name. And he says, K'tov la'ezer she'erze egaresh. I want you to write this get, l'shem, one of my wives, that I will decide which one it will be in the future. Still, it says, paso la'garesh ba. Why? Because since at the time of writing, despite the fact that later on he was going to decide who it's going to be, and you might say retroactively this doesn't work. No, it doesn't. Since at the time of writing it wasn't clear which woman it was going to be written for, the get is invalid. Those are the Mishnah today.